gentlemen, you have reached Dr. Weird's residence. Now speak in the tone.
Hello, Dr. Weird.
Steve, send the phone, hey, spiders.
It works with Shauna Construction Company. With spring here, we thought you might be interested in a new deck.
Spiders!
I guess we're not interested.
My name is
Shake Sula, the mic ruler, the old schooler. You want a trick? I'm ready.
Carl? Yo, Carl! Open the door!
Damn it.
I got a gift for you.
Go away, go away. So tired of this. Friggin' go away, you freak.
Carl, did you do something behind the couch?
Yeah, I did. I lost peace and quiet. What do you need? What do you want? Can I not just live here without having to occasionally deal with you animals?
Well, yeah, it's your house.
That's right it is.
And look what I just added to it.
Oh, nice. A crapper.
That's no ordinary toilet, Carl. That toilet is environmentally friendly. Do you know how much water is used up every time you flush the toilet?
I give. What?
3 gallons.
Wow, what a waste. The poor children.
This one uses highly compressed air, creating a super vacuum which completely obliterates all waste upon impact.
Oh, goody! So I should just sort of let the neighbors know that I'm going to be kind of, you know, exposing myself 4 to 5 times a day, depending on what I eat. Maybe we could sell some tickets. Come by and take pictures. This is where I do my business from now on.
No. This is the best part, Carl. Press this button and an infrared privacy curtain is activated, rendering you virtually invisible.
Oh, okay, you know, sort of like that movie, Predator. Only instead of hunting people, he's like crapping.
Or the Hollow Man. I mean, you choose your science fiction fantasy. You'll be living it every time you go to the bathroom. Go ahead, try it out.
I don't need to go right now.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, I'll wait.
No, you won't.
Oh, I get it. You want to be alone when you go to the... Oh, Carl, by the way, we also made you a little care package for your new adventure.
Oh, boy, fiber tablets. Yum, yum.
Oh, yeah, dip them in the stool softener. I mean, it's delicious. There's espresso there, too, if you...
Leave!
Hey, did he do number 2 yet?
Damn, he drank all the coffee and half of those tablets. He still hadn't gone.
Shoot, that boy's going to poop himself inside out. He's going to lift right off the ground. It's going to be like the Hulk just ripping out the back of his pants.
Shut up, Meatwad.
Okay. He's going to smell like a paper mill, you know that, don't you? Why are we doing this? This seems sick.
Well, the super toilet needs to be tested on humans before I can actually apply for a patent.
Well, he ain't gonna poop in the yard. I mean, he's going inside to do that.
Not if his door is locked.
Hey! God, I gotta go!
I just can't go, you know, when people are watching me.
We don't need a toilet. The pile of clothes in the hallway has worked fine for us for years, and it will continue to work.
I don't know whose clothes that is. Somebody ain't running out again, I'll tell you that.
Where's the invisible thing? Ah, screw it. I gotta do this.
Oh, shut up. He's about to sit down.
Let me see. I don't want to see that! Nobody wants to see that. What are you trying to do, kill me?
I thought you was going to make him invisible when he does it.
Hell no, I can't afford to do that.
That has been burned into my retinas.
Look, we'll be cool as long as the police don't drive by. Put down the phone, Shake.
What? I was cleaning. The dial. Very dirty.
Look at them bras. Yeah.
Man, I ain't trying to watch Carl take no quiz nap, baby.
He's just sitting there reading with his pants down. Naked, I might add. And for God's sake, burn those moles off, will you?
Do you realize that every time someone...
Yes, I know. 3 gallons. 3 gallons. Hoop-dee-dam-doo.
Hoop-dee-dam-doo-doo.
Shut up. I said that first and you copied
you
me.
You did not.
I did too. Do. To do. See, I did it again. I'm pretty good.
Shut up. You're ruining my moment.
Yeah, your moment. His movement. I got a book coming out.
Okay. That wasn't too bad. There's a friggin' flush on this thing. Oh!
Oh, this one. Gentlemen, we have the technology. We can rebuild him. And there you go, Carl. You may feel a little stiffness tomorrow, but that'll be natural. Hey, just while we're on the subject, can I use your pool?
Yes, Miss Roger, may.
Okay, thank you.
So there's the head. Feet wide. I've been looking all over for that thing.
Oh, don't act like it's yours. It's Carl's head. And he's been using it to tell me I can go swimming and can I drink some beer?
Help yourself, it's in the bath.
And drink his beer.
You know what, Carl? I thank you, and I will take you up on your generous offer and have some of your beer.
She can't have any. You tell him, Carl.
Look, this head can't stay unattached from Carl's body for too long.
Look, he's attached.
It ain't going nowhere. It's bungee to the tree.
Shut the f*** up, Shake. You know what I mean.
What you saying here?
I'm keeping his head alive with electrical impulses, and the computer is able to translate his brain output into text.
Well, or is that enough? He's dropping F-bombs over here.
Don't look over here, Meatwad. These are just words you don't need to learn.
I'm going to start dropping F-bombs. Listen to this. Fart you, fart here.
That's not how F-bombs are dropped, you idiot.
Oh, come on, Shake.
Oh, the fart it is, farter. Fart all y'all. Y'all go fart yourself.
Hey, Chief, where do you want this?
You drove that thing through town.
It's cool. I stayed on the shoulder the whole way.
Well, at least bring it through the back, damn.
Yeah, you heard him. Bring it through the fart and back.
Damn it, Shake.
You said the back. What is this, the front now?
All the nerves are connected. I think we're ready. Carl, can you hear me?
What happened there?
What? Well, we don't know. We're just glad you're all right. I mean, you don't remember what happened, do you?
I remember some things. I'm just not too clear on being so old and black. Why am I black? And where did I get this suit? It's ridiculous.
This is not a time for you to be picky, Carl. That's all you can get when you go to the West End.
Get it off! Rip it off! What am I doing? Oh, God!
Oh, no. The body's rejecting the head.
Oh, you think? Get it off me!
Hang on.
So did it work?
Of course it worked.
No, it didn't.
Of course it worked. Not at all. Which is what I was trying to say before it was so rudely interrupted.
Take his body back. And not through town.
Mail call! Frylock, letter for you. Meatwad, get away. The rest for me.
Oh, good. The Passaic Organ Bank.
Yeah, I dealt with these yakos directly.
Dr. Frylock, while we appreciate your interest in body construction research, we cannot legally send you a quote-unquote buttload of organs, regardless on whether we plan on using them.
I didn't say buttload. I said assload. Bureaucrats. To think I was polite with these people, that's the worst part.
What's that big old box outside?
Yes, someone did respond.
Ooh, it's soggy. Where the fart is it from?
We got us some medicalwaste.com.
You call this organic?
Well, you look in the box. Oh, they sent eyeballs.
I'm not going near that box.
Let's just see if it works.
Wait a minute. Before you turn them on, do you think he'll be able to see us?
In ways you can only imagine.
But look, I mean, is he going to be able to chase us? Because if I woke up looking like that, I would just run towards the nearest living thing and kill it.
Hey, y'all, check me out. I'm Sean Cassidy.
Put those back. They're not for you.
Yeah, that's a good one. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, he was a hard boy, and, you know, they was private eyes. Plus, he had like 10 eyes in his head.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Hello, is anyone here? Why do my knees feel like they want to tear up?
Carl, it works.
What works?
All of them. Look. Get it when I say look.
Yeah. Just walk over here, Carl. Let's see if your legs work.
You gotta study me. Like a pupil. Like a pupil.
Okay, hang on a sec. Ah! Oh, that hurts so bad.
Oh, don't worry about that, Carl. Right now, your feet are made of eyeballs, but they'll toughen up over time.
May I see a mirror, please?
All right, here you go, Sean Cassidy.
Whoa, gross.
What are you, an idiot? You never heard of Sean Cassidy?
So, that explains the breeze I've been feeling in my thighs.
Well, we'll craft some synthetic lids, and then you'll be able to walk around normally.
Oh, why do that? Why don't we just blow my brains out now and save yourself some time?
Look, Carl, this is gonna hurt. But try to take another step towards me, okay?
Oh, believe me, I will. I'm coming for you. Give me a hug, Fry Man.
Let's cut it tight.
I'm going to hug the breath right out of you.
Meat Wad, I'm plugging. Okay, plan C. I give you the ultimate in military hardware, complete with laser cannon, indestructible titanium exoskeleton, and motion-activated plasma pulse rifles.
And you're going to plug him in?
You're right. Damn, what the hell was I thinking?
Fudge.
That's not an F-bomb.
Fudge, you.
Turn it left. Turn it left. I keep hitting the same spot. Look, you're gonna break my friggin' nose.
Oh, sorry, Carl. I still haven't gotten the hang of it.
Just give me the damn thing!
Here, this little steering wheel makes it go left and right, and this switch here is power.
Which button sort of turns me to the lawyer and makes me sue the hell out of you?
All right, easy, Carl, now. Don't make me have to shut the power off.
Don't do that. Just sort of put it on my chin. I'll, friggin' steer it with my tongue.
That may not work. Let's just, get Meatwad to drive you home. Meatwad!
Get him off me, please!
Yes?
I didn't mean it! Everything I say to you, I mean about myself!
Shut up, boy, I'll make it worse.
Not in the house!
No, I need to leave!
Zone in target.
Got him.
Far as you, butthole.